I'm Dan Persons, movie reviewer for Hour of the Wolf. Full disclosure, I am thanked by name during the closing credits of cartoonist Bill Plimpton's new film, Cheatin'. Came as a complete surprise to me, and a pleasant one, but the reason for it is that I saw the film early on, really liked it, and made some modest efforts to help it find a distributor. Not sure how much I actually helped, but I guess it was enough to get a little shout-out during the credit roll, so that's nice. Bottom line, for the sake of this review, is that I liked the film first, then helped, then got thanked. So nothing about this review is going to be the tail wagging the dog. I come to it clean. And yes, Cheatin' is a really good film. Bill Plimpton, who's best remembered for such classic animated shorts as 25 Ways to Quit Smoking and one of my favorites, One of Those Days, had a breakthrough with his last feature film, Idiots and Angels. There, he decided to jettison dialogue completely and let his distinctive artwork based on rough pencil-style outlines and caricatures that occupy a dimensionally curved reality that's like everything run through a fisheye lens. He let that do the talking, and it was the best decision he could ever make. He carries forward on that with Cheatin', no G, an apostrophe at the end, in which a newlywed couple has their idyllic marriage sorely tested when a photograph rigged by a jealous prospective lover lures the husband away from his vows. Interesting thing about Bill Plimpton, he's known for his, for want of a better term, edgy humor. I don't really like that word, but it's the only one I can call on at the moment. He earns that rep. His characters are brilliantly surreal and malleable. Limbs can stretch as needed, and bodies can twist into all varieties of impossible forms, and the universe they occupy is frequently filled with raunchiness, violence, and disasters man-made, natural, and at times supernatural. But he doesn't really plunge into the darkest depths. It's more the curdled romanticism of James M. Cain than the aggressive assaults of a Michael O'Donohue. For all the wild hyperbole of Cheatin's imagery, one brilliant sequence has an overhead survey of the couple's home the morning after their wedding night, a full-on coital disaster zone that includes a car crashed through the wall, a renegade vibrator, a clown mask, and a flounder. And despite the similarly hyperbolic plot, eventually a homicidal thug, a disgraced magician, and his mind transfer machine get dragged into the scenario. What's wonderful is that Plimpton has discovered that anarchy and empathy are not at odds with each other. In the quasi-post-war world of Cheatin', where seaside amusement piers can still be healthy profit centers, gas costs 40 cents a gallon, and there's nary a television in sight, romantic love and sexual abandon can dwell hand in hand, and when a couple's estrangement gets literalized by showing their marriage bed fracturing in two to float the wayward husband away, the heartbreak is quite real. Bill Plimpton has always been a singular talent. He still does all the animation himself, and it's amazing how one pen can choreograph distinct personalities into each character. With Cheatin', he confirms that he's become a hell of a storyteller as well. I'm Dan Persons. Remember, we are archiving these reviews over at my Mighty Movie Podcast website, so check out what you missed by going to Mighty Movie Podcast.com.